Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Talking to a couple of members of the Knoxville football team. It's going to be kind of a different interview, say the least. We got Katie Utterback, one of the managers, and senior wide receiver and defensive back Derek Glover. And kids, thank you for joining me. And Katie, ladies first, I'll start with you. Manager's perspective, I'm going to ask you to break down what's going on, but just in your eyes, how's the season gone, you think?
I think the season's going really well. The team together has pulled their weight really, really well. Practices have been going well, and I can totally tell a different emotion on the field. This is a total different group of kids, and they are all working together, defeating what the scores have been. And, they get down, but you know what? They pick themselves right back up, and I can totally tell the emotion right when they come off the field. But you got to keep your heads up and stuff. And from the win last Friday night, I was so excited and stuff. The boys were all excited, and we go through the same emotion as they do, so I was really proud of them all.
And Derek, got a big win over Sheraton. You had a good hand in it, a couple interceptions on the night. How does that change the mood of the team from the 4 weeks before, where it was kind of frustrating?
Well, when you get two picks on defense or whatever, everyone is like really happy about it, and it just like builds momentum for the offense to go out there and play hard and execute on their plays and everything.
It seems that the first half the offense was just clicking. You could really do just about anything you wanted to on defense, and I know Sheraton struggled, but how did that feel like, just to kind of slice and dice through their defense like you did that on Friday night?
Well, it felt pretty good, because the last 4 weeks we haven't really been doing much on offense, but to be able to go out there and do what we've been working on the past 4 weeks and actually move players around and actually do what we're able to do, I thought it felt pretty good out there. And having Colton Spore run the ball pretty hard was pretty good.
Now, it hasn't gone exactly to script this year. I know the playoffs were the big goal, but, has the goals now changed last 2 weeks of this season? You can still get a 5-4 record if you went out.
Yeah, if we went out, we can go 5-4. But, we haven't – we still go out there and we want to get our respect back, since we went 0-4 last 4 weeks, and everyone's like lost respect for us, and we're still a really good football team, so we need to go out and beat Norwalk so we can get our respect back.
Now, Katie, you've got a special spot on this team, of course, being the manager, getting water, equipment needs, and the player needs. What are yours and the rest of the manager's responsibilities during a game? I mean, a lot of fans don't really know that.
Basically, make sure the boys need water. If they need anything, wrapped up, bandages, they're come off the field and they got bloody nose, we got to fix that up and stuff. So basically, just be there for the coaches and the boys. And it just all around, since I've done it since seventh grade, it's like it's natural to me to know what's happening, to go either A, into the huddle when the coach is talking to them, or get my way out because the coach is going to lay down the law and they don't need water because they need to listen to the coach. So it's just like I've done it for so long, and this is my passion, and I just feel so blessed to be on the football team.
Plus, it's extra support for the coaches that they know that all these little things, which they seems little, but they're pretty big, to get taken care of when they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's our main responsibility. It's game day, so you leave the coaches alone. You know what you're supposed to do, and it's game time, and it's game time till the game's over. And we just make sure everything's all right with them and make sure the boys need what they need before the game. And
Derek's scouting report for Norwalk, what are the coaches saying about the Warriors as you head into Friday? Game.
The coach just said that that their offense is pretty good. Their running back runs the ball really hard, but we should be able to take them out. We need to play hard and just go out there. Their defense, they have their D-line. They have some pretty big boys on the D-line, but I think our O-line can double team them and put them down.
Now, defensively, of course, you had a pretty good game Friday, two interceptions, and I think you lead the team in interceptions so far this season. What's what's been the key for you to tracking down some of those balls? How do you play that DB position out there?
We have different things that we have to do. We have to listen in the huddle, and we mainly run cover three, so just stay in the deep third and just play ball and make plays on the ball when it's thrown in the air.
Talking again to Knoxville football team members, Katie Utterback, the senior manager, and Derek Glover, a senior wide receiver and defensive back. And Katie, you know, kind of get to know you a little bit. What are your plans after graduation, being a senior this year?
My plans are going to DMAC for the first 2 years and get my undergraduate stuff, and then do the 2+2 program through Iowa State. And my major is going to be elementary education with a minor in special ed. And the reason why I chose that field is because I've been special ed for many years, and I just feel like I need to repay the special education teachers that have helped me over the years and stuff. So it's basically a thank you to them.
Derek, your plans after graduation?
I'm undecided right now. I'll probably just attend a community college somewhere around here and just get my gen eds over with. I'm undecided.
All right. Now, Katie, a lot of people have known you as kind of the manager of everything around here. You know, do you have a favorite sport or a favorite season that you like to manage in?
Well, football has to be my number one. Like, I used to do everything in middle school, you know, football, basketball, wrestling, track, baseball. And it just, like, once I got into high school, I started becoming into new other opportunities to further my education. And FFA is a big part of my life. 4-H is a really big part of my life. And I got involved in those other activities. So mainly I basically focus on football and girls basketball, but I am so blessed to be on both of those teams.
Speaking of girls basketball, last year you were very involved with the Coaches versus Cancer event, and do you have your plans set for this year?
Well, I am going to start talking Fairlane Bulls, and we're planning on doing that again this year. We have some really great new ideas. We're going to try to do a night bowl so the league bowlers can get a chance, so they were able to make the bowling tournament thing. And so, yeah, and my goal is to be the $1,100 that we did make this year. So it's going to be a busy winter, but, you know, we're going to get through it and stuff and get ready for the Coaches versus Cancer game.
Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I know that appears to be the main focus on Coaches versus Cancer, but it's all cancer. But does the month of October kind of get you a little, excited for that event?
It does, because my great-grandfather, he died of leukemia, and a couple years ago, my great aunt, she passed away as breast cancer, and so it really hits home with me. And it's not, people don't realize it affects everybody, and I just want to make sure that they know that every proceed that we make from Strike Out Cancer and Coaches versus Cancer all goes to the Cancer Foundation. So it's a big part of everybody's lives.
Now, a couple of weeks ago during homecoming, there was a jersey auction right before the pep rally. Tell us about that and, you know, how that went for the first time.
For the first time, we made a lot of money. Taylor Carter said, "Hey, we're doing this jersey auction. You want to help?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome. Twin Cedars does it." And I'm just like, "That's awesome. We've never done it before." So she did an excellent job. It was the first year, and we got everything pulled together, and I was just so proud of her taking that leadership on the team and saying, "Hey, we need to do this." But we raised a lot for half went to the football team itself and Student Senate. So
I believe $1,751. Yeah. And, of course, the legacy of Ken Locke and the Sloan jersey went for a lot.
A lot, yeah. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, it shows how much appreciation that those two fellows on our past teams have been, and the generosity of our football crowd. So we love you guys, and just thank you for all your support that you've given us through the years.
Now let's explain. Those jerseys were actually auctioned off to be worn for Friday.
Game.
Yeah.
Yep. So people wore them to school, and it was really nice variety of jerseys and stuff, supporting their brothers, their best friends, and boyfriends. So I really think that if we do it again next year, we'll have a larger amount raised. So thank you.
All right, going to ask both of you this, Katie, you first. For all intents and purposes, this will be the last time you are involved in a team at Ken Locke Stadium. That's, you know, a lot of coaches, a lot of past players says that is a pretty emotional experience.
Yeah.
Walking out for the last time, what do you think? Is that gonna, you know, maybe help the guys go on to a victory on Friday?
I really hope so, because since I've done it since seventh grade, like I've said, it's really emotional. Not a lot of people know I can't play contact sports, and managing is what I do. And I will be crying probably at the freshman game because it is just so emotional because I love these boys. I've been with them since seventh grade, and I feel like I know their emotions, what they're going through. I just feel so blessed to be on the football team, and I just don't even want to think about it because I know I'll be a mess.
And it's only Monday as we're recording. She's already that excited. Derek, what about you? As a senior, for all intents and purposes, your last time in and out of Kenlock Stadium on Friday, how are you going to approach that?
I'll probably be a little sad and walk out the field. I'll probably turn around, look, and just remember everything that's happened on this field this past year. And I know for sure next year when I come back to watch the football games, I'll probably miss it standing up in the stand. So I'm going to try to make everything of it my last game at Kenlock.
Now, back to the game on Friday. In your opinion, what's something Knoxville needs to do to beat Norwalk on Friday?
I think we just need to go out there and execute and read all of our keys on defense. Offense, we just need to have everyone doing their right stuff, having running backs run the ball hard, wide receivers catching everything, making plays, and just doing everything right, having the fans out there cheering us on and being loud like they have been the whole year.
All right, Derek, good luck to you on Friday and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Katie, good to talk to you, too. We'll probably talk to you later on with the bowling thing, but thanks for coming on today.
No, thank you, Derek.
That's Katie Oderback, senior manager of the Knoxville football team, and Derek Glover, senior wide receiver and defensive back for the Panthers. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KVLS.